With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump today speaking at a Libertarian Party convention in the nation's capital. He sought to find common ground by pointing out many similarities between Republicans and the Libertarians.
We stand opposed to government tyranny in all of its many forms. We are opposed to a government that spies on political campaigns. I wonder who that might be. Like they did on me, spies on the American people.
Experts are cautioning it is mosquito season, could be very rough this summer.
Look for and listen to their local and state health departments. They send out notices when there's evidence that there's virus in an area and when they need to maybe step up their precautions and make sure they wear repellents when they go outside.
CDC entomologist Roxanne Connolly. Also, at SRNnews.com, a deadly blaze in India.
A massive fire broke out in an amusement park in western India. According to the police, more than 20 people were found dead, including several children. The fire erupted at the amusement park in the city of Rajkot in Gujarat state. Police found bodies that were charred that made it difficult to identify them. Firefighters cleared debris around collapsed structures that were used for different attractions. The amusement park is privately owned by Yuvraj Singh Solanki, and the police will file a case of negligence against him. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And late reports now put the death count at near 30. Tragic news in sports today. Two-time PGA Tour winner Grayson Murray has died at the age of 30. He had opened with a 68 in the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial in Fort Worth on Thursday. He passed away early this morning. This is SRN News. Well, most evangelical Christians do not think the label is necessarily political.
According to a new poll from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, only 2% of evangelicals say the term is defined by a specific set of political beliefs. This despite the fact that the mainstream media uses evangelical as exactly that, the label for a particular segment of the U.S. electorate. The survey also finds that more than one-third of evangelicals think the term is misused, and another third aren't really sure what it means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota lawmakers failing to pass a state equal rights amendment that would have enshrined abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state constitution. A compromise to legalize sports gambling in that state also failed to cross the finish line in order to beat the deadline set by Congress. This is SRN News. Tennessee, the diaper state?
Families enrolled in the state's Medicaid program will become the first in the nation to be eligible for free diapers. Similarly, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services also approved extending a pilot program in Delaware that provides free diapers and wipes to postpartum parents for the first 3 months after giving birth. On average, newborn babies can require 8 to 10 diapers a day, or around 300 a month. Toddlers can use 150 diapers a month. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Record broken ahead of Memorial Day for the number of airline travelers screened at airports in America. Transportation Security Administration says more than 2.9 million travelers were screened at airports Friday, and that number surpasses a previous record. By the way, that record was set just last year on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. More details at SRNnews.com.